Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another fantastic episode on the Silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we are hoping that you are safe and sound and that your family is also safe and sound. Remember the grief-stricken ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your du'as, because in some part of the world you may know about, you may have heard about or seen Muslims suffering at the hands of oppressors. Make dua for yourself, for your household, for your family, for fellow Muslims wherever they are suffering in the world, that Allah Azza wa Jal through His hidden sources removes their trials and tribulations, removes their difficulties, and also protect them against the oppressors. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we have a topic of discussion which is very intriguing, something which we should also take heed of, because it is a reality. We are going to briefly be talking about sihr, jadu, magic. That magic is tragic. Let's make some good intentions by recalling the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So make the good intentions that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila of Madani Channel for your ridha, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice upon it and share it with others as well. There are so many blessings for reciting salawat, durood-e paak, salutations upon our most merciful master, the last prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we must make this and include this as part of our routine, our daily routine. Amongst that, we should include recitation of the Quran, recitation of dhikrullah, durood-e paak, istighfar, and seeking knowledge of deen from authentic sources as well. These are things that will help us here in the grave and the hereafter as well. So that we need to make our minds that daily I need to dedicate some time towards that, inshallah azza wa jal. The final prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, your recital of salat, of durood upon me, safeguards your du'as. It leads to Allah being pleased and causes your deeds to be purified. Subhanallah, how amazing is that? This is just further motivation for us to recite salawat and salutations every day. When you're making dua, make sure to include at least one durood-e paak in that dua as well. If a durood sharif is not included in your du'as, then as per Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the second khalifa of Islam, the second successor of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he said that the du'a remains suspended between the heavens and the earth until you recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have a beautiful and inspirational kalam. Please listen, enjoy, and take some inspiration to infuse the love of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deep into our hearts, and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ay waliye Madina, bulwaiye Madina. Ay waliye Madina, bulwaiye Madina. Ay waliye Madina, bulwaiye Madina. مدینہ اے والی مدینہ بلوائیے مدینہ اے والی مدینہ اے والی مدینہ بلوائیے مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدت سے میرے دل میں ہے ارمان مدینہ مدت سے میرے دل میں ہے ارمان مدینہ مدت سے میرے دل میں ہے ارمان مدینہ روزے پہ بلا لیجئے سلطان مدینہ روزے پہ بلا لیجئے سلطان مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
اے کاش پہنچ کے در جانا نے مدینہ کاش پہنچ کے در جانا نے مدینہ اے کاش پہنچ کے در جانا نے مدینہ ہو جاؤں میں سو جان سے قربان مدینہ ہو جاؤں میں سو جان سے قربان مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
آتے ہیں مقدر کے سکندر تیرے در پر آتے ہیں مقدر کے سکندر تیرے در پر آتے سکندر تیرے در پر بے اذن ہو کیسے کوئی مہمان مدینہ بے اذن ہو کیسے کوئی مہمان مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
قدموں میں بلا لیجئے بدکار کو آقا قدموں میں بلا لیجئے بدکار کو آقا قدموں میں بلا لیجئے بدکار کو آقا اور اس کو بنا لیجئے مہمان مدینہ اور اس کو بنا لیجئے مہمان مدینہ حکومت کی طلب ہے عطار کو دولت نہ حکومت کی طلب ہے عطار کو دولت نہ حکومت کی طلب ہے دے دیجئے بقی اس کو تو سلطان مدینہ دے دیجئے بقی اس کو تو سلطان مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ عز و جل, ماشاء اللہ. I'm sure you enjoyed that kalam. Very inspirational. Continue listening to such kalams instead of filling our ears with the filth of music and forbidden things. Rather, listen to the recitation of the glorious Quran. Listen to different kalams, Hamd Sharif, Naat Sharif, Munajat, Mankabat, and such beautiful kalams that will further increase the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deep into our hearts, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt, and Awliya Allah as well. May Allah Jalla Jalaluhu take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again, take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif time and again. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This concept of sihr, magic, of sorcery does exist. And the Quran mentions at several places with regards to magic that was practiced in the time of Sulaiman ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, of Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, how that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu gave him the miracle, the mu'ajiza of his staff, his asa, turning into a huge snake to eat up the snakes of the magicians that were there. And when they witnessed this power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they embraced Islam. How in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam, as is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, we heard about the stories of Harut and Marut, the angels that were sent by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu unto earth with regards to magic as well. So this is a reality which is also mentioned in Al-Quran, which is mentioned in Ahadith as well. To deny the existence of sihr, what we also call jadu, magic, sorcery, is disbelief. To deny the existence of jinn is disbelief, is also kufr. To deny the existence of malaika, of the angels, is also disbelief. We believe in these things. Why? Because our Islam tells us, our Sharia, the Islamic sacred law of Allah Azza wa Jal and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they inform us of these things. So be very careful that we do not fall into this decadent category of liberalism, way, no, I work according to my own thoughts, if it makes sense to me, if it's rational and logical, and so I form my own opinions, my own thoughts, my own ideas. There's no place for any of that if it contradicts with Islamic teachings, with Islamic values. Because all of that, your personal ideas, thoughts, opinions, is fashioned by the world around us, is fashioned by the educational systems that you grow through. Maybe it's primary, secondary, tertiary level, is fashioned and molded by the influences out there, especially on social media or other types of media as well. Those opinions are actually, whether you agree or disagree, whether you know it or you don't know it, is fashioned by the world around us, by society, by the opinions of society, directly or indirectly. Even on a subliminal level, your opinions are created. And if it contradicts with Islam, then know that Shaitan is using you as a tool and busy spreading his wasawis, his evil whisperings into your heart, into your mind, in order to ultimately corrupt one's iman, to corrupt one's good deeds. Sihr is used as well. Black magic is used as well. Sorcery is used. And with that comes the possibility of one losing the iman. We should not go near any type of magic. So we have established that it exists without a shadow of doubt. If you meet a Muslim that says, yeah, but I don't really believe in these things, tell them to be careful. You are going against the teachings of Islam, against the Quran, against the Hadith. You could lose your iman. Bring it to their attention. And then you have some people that delve into this field of magic. Today they call them witches and wizards and sorcerers. Allahu Akbar. And our minds are being trained, are being programmed and indoctrinated without us even realizing it. Person will say, I'm just watching for entertainment purposes. I'm just chilling, relaxing, you know, being very informal and just for entertainment. That is where Shaitan wants you, in that very position, that very mindset, so he can pour his filth into your mind, into your heart. Monitor what your kids are watching, or if you have grandchildren, even yourself. Because via these different media outlets and houses, they're programming the mind to accept the dark arts, black magic, as something fun. When you see it, you hear it, we have people informing us that so many of these movies and dramas and soapies and what have you out there are focused on magic, are focused on fantasy that incorporates magic, that appeals to youngsters and people out there with the wand that they use and the different magical spells and charms, and they cloak it in entertainment. It's just entertainment. But there's messages that are coming through where they have intentionally created such programs in order to get one used to and to have a certain kind of liking. How nice if I had those abilities, those charms. And people then end up, some people end up going down that route of the root of the Wiccans, the root of black magic and sorcery, of jadu, of sihr, which is dark. And Shaitan is behind that as well. And they could lose the iman. Because certain things have to be recited which are kufr. And by reciting kufr, a person loses the iman. In order to gain some kind of magical power, so-called magical power. Allahu Akbar. Allah does not like that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam does not like that. The person will end up destroying himself. The person may not enter into Jannah, into paradise. Sayyiduna Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, three people will not enter paradise. A habitual alcoholic, the person who severs ties with family, and the one who attests to magic. It is mentioned by Allama Ali Al-Qari rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi that the one who attests to magic refers to a person who believes in magic, that it harbors independent efficacy, that on in itself it has ability and power to affect someone, that without the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, without Allah Jalla Jalaluhu giving it any ability, it can cause an effect. That person who believes in that will not enter paradise. You may know some people, because they have been molded and influenced by these movies out there that largely teach an unnatural way of living against the grain of Islamic values and teachings, which is full of immodesty, immorality, full of the filth of decadence, and they teach a very backward lifestyle that leads to self-destruction. And in and amongst that, they bring forward many mythical figures and promote these dark arts of sihr, of magic, of sorcery. Allahu Akbar. So be careful of this. Safeguard your iman. You as the father out there, as the husband out there, you are the shepherd of the flock. Save yourself and save your family members from the fire, whose fuel is men and stones. The Quran directs us to this, commands us to do this. Am I myself just watching anything, listening to anything? What about my children or grandchildren? Are they just consuming anything? All the poison out there, are they filling their ears with poison? Are they filling their eyes with filth and dirt and poison? Where their minds are being fashioned? Allahu Akbar. And then you have the sorcerers who are there today. You have the palmists and the fortune tellers and the card readers and so many different categories and kinds. And all of them, they are cursed. And there is a strict warning in Islam not to go towards them. And shaitan promotes it. Because a person feels like, you know what, it's something extraordinary. Like we don't experience these kind of things on an everyday basis, on a daily basis. So they'll watch these kind of movies and it seems attractive and appealing. It's shaitan. He decorates evils. He decorates sins. And a person, you throw the right bait and you catch the right fish. Have I been caught like a fish? Am I caught by one of the baits of shaitan? If I have, break free now. Break free before I get destroyed utterly. And I will have to pay for it. I will have extreme regret when I'm down there in the grave and on the day of judgment, but then it's too late. Now is the time, now is the chance. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. These ideas of magic that are flying around, that as per the title, magic is tragic. It can believe in it, meaning its efficacy, that it can have an effect without the power of Allah Azza wa Jal, without the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, the person is playing with the iman. So this is something of utmost importance, the protection of iman. So do not go to these individuals, these soothsayers, these fortune tellers, whatever kind they may be. Today they come up even online, their services are available to increase their profits, to increase their clientele. And then we have some people that they take it to a different level, that they use the information that you have posted on social media, on the internet, on different platforms. They use information, they gather that information and put it in a file. You just become a file then. So you go to see them. They already have their cameras, hidden cameras. They have their team behind the scenes, getting your facial recognition, getting your data from the internet, whatever you have put on your birthday, where you have shopped, where you have gone for vacation, where you stay, your contact number, and that person, the fortune teller, will have an earpiece hidden inside. Simple. They'll just talk, this person, their name is this. They were born on this date. They stay in this area. This is their address. These are their banking details. Last year, in this time, they went to visit their family members. They went for vacation and holiday. They love to have this meal. And they look at the post, okay, what's the date? This I made today. They made this this dish today. So all the information is there, and they start to regurgitate to the victim. And the person is like, wow, amazing. Tell me more. Tell me more. So now whenever that person is going to tell them, oh, I see, they look at the cards, they look at your palm, they look in the ball. I don't know what they're seeing in the ball, but they're their own ugly reflection. But, oh, you know, there's going to be some good news for you. And, you know, you're going to get this, and be careful of. And they also, besides that, besides the lies that they talk, they try to break family members apart. Oh, your brother, be careful of him. Your mother is trying to bring you down. How can a person of sane mind, a person of intelligence, fall for this trickery, fall for all of this, these lies? You must repent. If a person had gone there, repent. Make sincere tawbah. Otherwise, the wrath of Allah will fall on that person. And by making sincere tawbah, and refraining, not just abstaining from those places, but making sure that you inform your family members, your offspring as well, that these are evil avenues. These are evil avenues leading towards the hellfire. And cover an evil deed by doing good deeds. As is mentioned in the Quran, in Surah Hud, verse 114. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innal hasanati yudhibna sayyi'at. Translation from Ganjul Iman. Verily, good deeds erase evil deeds. And the beloved Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has advised us, fear Allah wherever you are. Follow up a sin with a good deed, as this good deed shall erase that sin. And be courteous with the people. And another hadith, without doubt, the person who performs a good deed after a sin is like that person whose tight armor constricts his neck. And when he performs a good deed, a link of the armor gets undone. Subhanallah. So these are ways of shedding sins and going to people that, and today we have certain individuals, they call themselves herbalists. But if that person, and they may have Muslim names, they may even advertise on print media, in the newspapers or magazines or even online, and a way to identify that these are liars, these are in actual fact magicians and sorcerers that are delving in black magic, in sihr, in sorcery and jadu. When they will tell you, okay, we can get rid of your problem. All right, you want to win the lottery? It's gambling. We'll give you something to win the lottery. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Somebody is troubling you. Your family is troubling you, we'll give you something to get rid of them. A sane person, a person of intelligence, can never go down those pathways. Because they would have you reading sometimes certain chants and charms and spells that are kufr. Or doing certain things that are kufr. Allahu Akbar. Even if a person feels like, hey, you know what, let me just do this to get rid of this person or this problem, and afterwards I will make tawbah. Be very careful. Be very, very careful. It is mentioned by the great scholar Mufti Ahmad Irfan Naimi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, Hakimul Ummah, on page 376 of Nurul Irfan, committing a sin whilst intending to repent afterwards is kufr, is disbelief. Allah Jalla Jalla grant us understanding. We have a short clip, a lovely filler, The Miraculous Power of Imam Abu Hanifa. We'll be right back. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Nu'man bin Thabit rahmatullahi ta'ala, a very great name. You must have heard this name. He is the heartbeat of millions and millions of Hanafis around the world, the leader of the Hanafis, Al-Sheikh Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala, a very great incident about him, which actually holds a lot of lessons for us. You know, in the Jama Masjid of Kufa, Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was once present, and he saw few individuals doing wudu. And when they were doing wudu, when they were doing ablution, so obviously once a person does wudu, so the droplets of water, you know, detach from his body and they get down. So Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh saw few people doing wudu. When he saw one person, he saw the droplets of wudu detaching from his body, coming down, dropping from the body. So he said, "Oh young man, repent from disobeying your parents." Allahu Akbar. The young man said, "I repent from disobeying my parents." He saw another young man, and Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali said, "Oh young man, repent from adultery, repent from fornication." That young man said that, "Oh Imam, I repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this sin of mine." He saw another man, and Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, "Oh young man, repent from drinking alcohol." Allahu Akbar. That man said, "Oh Imam, I repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from drinking alcohol." Then Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stepped aside from there, because you should know, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was blessed with kashf. He had that spiritual insight. He was blessed with this miracle that he was able to see the faults of people once they are doing wudu. Because even in this, there is a great wisdom. Because when a person washes his hands in wudu, the sins of his hands are washed away. When he washes his face, the sins of his face are washed away. When he washes his feet, the sins of his feet are washed away. So Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, due to the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was able to see all that. And accordingly, then he told those people that repent from these actions. But after that, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, "Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, take this power away from me." Why? Because Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh didn't want to see the faults of the people. Allahu Akbar. Just look at that. One place, if we consider ourselves, reflect onto ourselves, think about our lives. So we are busy looking for faults in people. And on the other hand, a great imam who was blessed with a bestowal from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereby he was able to see certain things, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take it back from him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, in Surah Hujurat, "Wala tajassasu," and don't search for faults in people. Let's ponder on ourselves. Let's not become amongst those who are like CCTV cameras behind people. What fault does he have? What fault does he have? What wrongdoing is he doing? Let's worry about ourselves, inshallah azza wa jal.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is our master, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. May Allah azza wa jal grant him the highest abode in Jannah. And he is the leader of millions, of tens of millions of Ahnaf around the world. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. These are our leaders. These are our role models. Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Malik. How many awliya Allah are they? How many sahaba ikram? And above all, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't go down those evil avenues of people who are taking you away from obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, obedience to the teachings and values of Islam and Al-Quran as well. Don't get mesmerized by the deceptions of magic, the illusions of sorcery, of witchcraft, of voodoo, and there's so many different types of names, so many different types of ways a person gets tricked. And do not mix these kinds of witchcraft and the Wiccan individuals out there with their sorcery and magic and supernatural acts, which they are promoting en masse via the marketing machine of shaitan, which is the entertainment industry. Don't confuse that with the miracles, the pure miracles of the Anbiya alayhim salam, the pure miracles of the Sahaba ikram, of the Awliya Allah, the karamat of the Awliya Allah. So don't mix the two. There's a very beautiful wazifa to be recited on a daily basis for protection against magic. Before I share that, do visit a Ruhani Ilaj, a spiritual cures stall of Dawud Islami. This is a department that deals with different types of issues, whether the person is going through chronic disease or any kind of illness, financial problems or medical problems, emotional, psychological problems, or even spiritual problems like magic as well. Certain ta'weedat are available, certain invocations, incantations are available as well to ward off the attacks and effects of magic, and also to protect ourselves from magic, from sihr, from jadu entering our lives and causing chaos. And one of them I'll share with you. Try to recite this, very simple, very easy. It will take you a few seconds only, which you need to also teach your children, teach your offspring as well. Recite the following 7 times and then blow upon yourself. Just blow upon yourself. Blow upon your kids or your grandchildren and other family members as well. Do this on a daily basis. Magic shall not affect you, inshallah, azza wa jal. Recite 7 times, Ya Muhyi, Ya Mumitu, Ya Muhyi, Ya Mumitu, Ya Muhyi, Ya Mumitu, 7 times, Durud-e Pak, once before and after. Blow into yourself and you will be protected against magic. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.